神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
I'm glad to be able today to be with you again. And we're going to be talking again about anger because I feel like it's such an important subject.
我很高兴可以再次在节目中跟您见面，而且我要再一次的谈关于生气，因为生气实在是很重要的一个话题。
It influences all of our lives.
它会影响到你整个的人生。
We talked about it the last time, and if you didn't hear it,Why don't you write and ask for the tape?
我们曾经谈过了一次，所以如果你错过了上一次的话，你可以写信给我们，然后我们可以送给你上一次节目的录音带。
Now we said anger is a God-given emotion.
我们说过，生气是上帝给人的情绪反应。
And it gives us a warning when someone has done something against us.
而且是给你被人伤害的时候的一种警告系统。
But the warning is for control.
那这种警告是要帮助你去控制你自己。
Because anger must be controlled.
因为生气一定要被控制。
In little children, it should begin.
从小孩的时候就要训练他。
Every one of you that has a child knows how angry they can get.
我们如果有小孩子，你就晓得孩子可以生气得很严重。
But this is where we need to teach how to control.
这个就是我们需要教我们的孩子怎么样控制他们的生气情绪。
Now, we said that anger really is a secondary cause.
我们说过生气是一种次要的反应。
Anger is just the action, but there's something causing that anger.
那个意思是说呢，生气本身只是一个反应而已，然后里面有生气的原因是更重要的。
Let's look at some of the things that may cause anger.
我们来看一看是什么致使我们有生气的反应。
Injustice.
不公平。
When we think that we have a right and it's been violated.
比如说你认为你有这种权利，但是呢，被侵犯了。
Most everyone has an inner moral code which tells us,The right and wrongs.
那我们每一个人呢，都有我们自己的一种属于这种信号或密码，告诉我们对跟错的一个分野。
When you think an injustice has occurred against yourself or someone else, especially if you love them, you can become angry.
那比如说呢，你被一个你所爱的或者你被爱的人，然后你觉得他错待你的时候，你就可以很生气。
And if you hold on to this kind of offense and unresolved anger, it will begin to make a home in your heart.
那如果你继续的存这样的气的话，那么你就里面就开始有一个这样子的一个包袱。
Last time I told you about a king who was very troubled.
上次我跟你提到一个心里面很烦的一个王。
Even though he was rich, wealthy, and powerful.
即使他很有权势，他很有财富。
His spirit was angry.
可是他里面的心灵是生气的心灵。
Because he had heard that they were going to make another man king after he died.
因为他已经听说了大家都要拥护另外一个王。
But it was his son that should be king, not this other man.
他认为自己死后应该他的儿子继承他做王，才是怎么可以让另外那个人来做王呢？
And so this anger grew in this king.
那么这个里面的气呢， 就在里面营造起来。
Until he wanted to murder because of it.
到一个地步，他反应就是要杀掉这个人。
Now you may not be that way.
或许你没有那么的强烈。
You really may not want to murder someone.
或许你没有想要杀某一个人
But there's a lot of people that you don't like
但是却有很多人是你不喜欢的
Down through life
从你的人生当中
Because you think they have violated your rights
因为他们侵犯了你的权益
That they have done you some injustices
他们对你不公平
Stop and think a moment
停下来想一想
Are there any in your family that you feel likeHas done you an injustice?
在你的家庭里面有没有家人是对你不公平的
They blamed you wrongly.
他们错怪了你，他们责备你错了
They talked about you to others.
他们跟别人去讲你的事情
They're not giving you what is rightfully yours.
他没有给你应该得的份
You can go on to a teacher in the school.
或者是学校的老师也是一样
You can go on to working and those that you work with.
你可以延伸到你工作的岗位上的同事
Even a husband and wife.
或者是夫妻之间
When you feel like somebody has done you an injustice, it grows in your heart.
当你经历过某某人对你不公平的时候呢，你的心里面就这样子被搅起来了
And this is one of the things that makes you an angry person.
那这个就会让你成为一个易生气的人
Another reason is that you've been hurt.
那么另外一种就是你受过伤害。
The heart has been wounded.
心里面有伤痕。
There's something in each one of us that wants people to love us.
那心里面我们的潜意识都希望别人爱我们。
And we want to be loved with a true love.
我们也希望能够别人用真诚的爱爱我们。
But when you receive a rejection, it's a painThat goes very deeply.
但是当你接受到的是被遗弃的时候呢，那么你心里面的那个伤害就很深了。
Whether it's a rejection when you were a child.
比如说你小孩子的时候呢，你就被弃绝。
And it seemed like your parents or your mother loved another one better than you.
然后你发现呢，你的父母亲比较偏爱另外一个孩子。
Or maybe it was in school where you never...ever really did well. You were rejected by the teachers.
或者是在学校的时候呢，你成绩不好，所以老师呢常常把你忽略了。
Suppose it's in divorce.
比如说呢，离婚这个事情。
Where you feel like you've been rejected by the other mate.
因为婚姻呢，使你觉得你是被弃绝、被遗弃的一个人。
Or when your husband and wife has been unfaithful to you.
或者是你的先生或你的太太对你不忠诚。
And you feel rejected.
你觉得你被遗弃了。
And hurt and wounded.
这种伤害造成了一些伤痕。
Anger then becomes a protective wall that keeps those people and pain away.
那这个生气呢就成为好像一道要保护你里面伤害的墙一样来防范别人的这种攻击。
And the anger grows deeper and harder.
那这个生气不但外显，而且呢，往里面很深入在你的心里面。
If it's in divorce, maybe when you go to sleep at night, you're angry, and when you wake up in the morning, you're angry about it, and you feel it very deeply.
到一个地步呢，你睡觉的时候是带着生气睡觉，醒过来也带着生气醒过来。
And so you think as long as you're angry and have these feelings against them, it sort of keeps away them and the pain.
你就以为说我这样子生气就好像我可以来保守住持守住我对对方的感受
But anger's still there
但是问题是仍然在那里
And the anger will work in your life
这样子的一个生气呢会整个侵犯到你所有的人生
I've had friends whose husbands have been unfaithfulAnd how angry they have become.
我有一个朋友，他的先生对他不忠诚，他就很生气。
And it's only when they were able to find a release from that anger.
那除非你可以让自己释放。
That they ever found peace.
不然的话，你就没有办法找到心里的安静或平安。
You may wonder why that neighbor is like they are, so hateful.
有时候你发现你的邻居怎么那么的不可爱，那么的凶，而且呢，那么的容易批评人。
It's because of the wall of anger that they have put up because they've been so deeply hurt somewhere down the line.
因为他的心里面受过，过去受过伤害，所以他就筑了一道生气的墙。
There once was a boy named Joseph,
有一个年轻人叫做约瑟,
who had 11 brothers.
他有十一个兄弟。
Somehow, he became the beloved son.
那这个约瑟呢,是兄弟里面最被爸爸爱的一个孩子。
His father loved him dearly.
爸爸好爱他。
One day, he made him a coat that was very beautiful.
有一天爸爸帮这个约瑟呢,做了一件很漂亮的袍子。
When their brother saw it, they felt anger.
所以当兄弟们看到的时候呢,就觉得好生气。
They felt the injustice of it.
他们觉得爸爸对他们不公平。
And they hated him.
他们恨爸爸。
And eventually, they did him harm.
所以呢,他们就对于这个弟弟啊,开始要伤害他。
They sold him into slavery.
把他卖给别人做奴隶。
You see, a heart that's been wounded can do almost anything.
当心里面受伤害的时候，可以产生各种行为。
Now let's look at another reason why we might get angry.
那另外一种让我们生气的原因。
Maybe because our future is threatened.
有时候是因为我们的未来让我们害怕。
A fear grips our heart.
心里面充满着害怕。
We all want to be secure.
每一个人都希望有安全感。
When you begin to worry,
当你开始忧虑的时候。
Because of a change in circumstances.
因为四周围的这种善变改变很大。
Sometimes it makes you angry.
让你觉得很生气。
Why did I have to lose my job?
为什么我会被解雇?
Why did my mother die?
为什么我妈妈死了?
Why did I lose my money?
为什么我的钱亏了?
You respond to that fear.
你就用害怕来面对这些情境。
The fear of losing your money, losing your friends, losing the future.
失去朋友,失去未来,失去钱让你害怕。
The security of the future.
你的安全感没有了。
You see, then you have a fearful heart.
你的心里面带着恐惧。
And you become angry.
所以你就变得生气。
And you know many times we point that anger at God.
有时候把这种生气迁怒到神那里。
Why did God allow that to happen?
为什么神容许这个事情发生呢?
Why do others have it better than me?
为什么别人比我好呢?
What's going to happen to me?
那我以后会怎么样呢?
And so we see then that we can have anger because of fear.
有时候你的生气,外面的生气是从里面的害怕来的。
And then we can have anger because of frustration.
有时候挫败也会让你生气。
What we do is not accepted.
那你做出来的没有被接受。
Now all of us have a need to be significant, to be worth something.
每一个人都有那种需要有那种自我价值的感觉。被肯定的感觉。
When what you do does not meet expectation.
当你所做的没有合乎期待的时候。
Your sense of significance can be threatened.
然后你那种自我价值的感觉可能就会被摇动。
And so you become frustrated or angry over the unmet expectations of yourself.
你里面的这种挫败感就会产生出来生气。
Or even of others.
对人对自己。
This is a major source of anger.
这个是生气里面的一个很主要的一个疤痕。
We become very frustrated.
你很挫败感。
You know, there were two brothers.
曾经有两个兄弟。
And one of them outdid the other.
那其中有一个呢比另外一个好。
And was commended by God that he had done what was right.
他的好是被上帝所称赞的。
And the other brother became very angry.
以至于另外一个兄弟呢就很生气。
When his self-effort, what he did was rejected.
因为他所努力的好像一切都徒然了。
He became so frustrated.
他就很挫败感。
Why didn't it work?
为什么不管用呢?
And he became very angry.
他很生气。
And finally he killed his brother.
这个生气以至于他杀了他自己的弟弟。
So these are some of the causes.
这些都是这种里面的原因生气的原因。
So when you get angry, it's because there's a cause, something is wrong.
当你外面有生气的表现的时候一定有里面的原因。
You know, actually, anger is an emotional response caused by your thinking of what your rights are.
有时候呢生气是由你里面的 这种你的认知系统、你的认为、你的观念而来的。
You don't really say this, but
你不说出来。
This is what you may believe or think.
但是你相信的。
Based on the way I feel and what has happened to me.
那你的感觉是根据你自己的一些观念。
How some things have treated me in life.
那怎么样某某人或某个情况对我的这种反应。
I have to remain angry about the disappointments in my life.
所以你有个观念认为说呢，我一定要维持我这种生气。
Because my rights have been violated.
那因为我的权益被侵犯了，所以我有权利来维持这种生气。
And so I have the right to feel angry.
所以我有生气的权利。
But you know, if you can understand God,
如果你认识神的话
you see,We believe in the sovereignty of God.
我们相信上帝是一个掌主权的神。
That God knows all circumstances.
上帝认识所有的环境。
And so I have given my rights to Him.
那我就把我的权益交在神的手中。
And so I look at life with the fact that, Lord, whatever happens to me, you're in control of.
所以我对生命的一个正确的认识是说呢，不管什么事情发生，主啊，都在你的手中。
And you can give me peace over the circumstances.
而且呢，不管什么情境，你都可以给我平安。
That's why in Christianity,
那就是为什么基督徒
，It's not just a belief,
不是一种信仰的啊，一个宗教而已。
It's a way of life,
而是一种生命。
When we go to God.
我们到神的面前
Through Christ,
借着耶稣基督到神的面前
My grace is sufficient.
他说我的恩典够你来用
And he can give us that grace.
他可以给你那种能力那种恩典
Now how do we deal with anger?
那我们怎么来处理我们的生气呢
First, you must admit your anger.
首先你要承认你的生气
There has to be a willingness to say, yes, I'm angry.
那意思是说呢，我体认到我是在生气的。是的，我是这个生气的人。
Then begin to recognize when you are angry.
然后你就在你生气的时候体认到你正在生气。
Some of those of you press it down or suppress it.
有的人把它压抑下去了。
But you mustn't do that.
但是你不要再这样做了。
Recognize when you're angry.
去承认它。知道说你自己在生气。
You know, when your little boy comes and he's very angry over something.
那比如说一个孩子呢，他对一个事情非常的生气。
Someone has taken his toy he likes.
因为呢，有人把他的最喜欢的玩具拿走了。
Don't try to tell your son, now honey, you're not angry. There's no reason to be angry.
不要告诉你的儿子说呢，有什么好生气的嘛，不要生气。
He's been violated.
因为他被侵犯了。
He must recognize and you must help him to recognize...You are angry, son.
你要帮助他去体会认识说他在生气了。
But from there, you must teach him how to deal with that anger.
而你要帮助他教他怎么样来处理他的生气。
Realize that you suppress your anger out of fear. You want to save face.
那有时候呢，你为了要来保持你的面子，你就把它压下去了。
When you lose your temper, when you get angry,You feel badly afterwards.
当你表现你生气的时候呢，你会觉得很不好意思。
Particularly when you do it in front of people.
有时候呢，特别是在人家面前生气，更是不好意思。
So a lot of people just suppress it because they want to save their face.
所以有的人呢，为了保持自己的面子，只好把它压下去。
Then take responsibility for any actions you do because of your anger.
那当你生气的反应出来之后呢，你一定要负责任。
Be able to say, yes, I'm angry, that's why I did that.
去承认说，对不起，因为我生气了，所以我才这样做。
That's what made me react that way.
就是因为这样子，所以我才有这样的反应。
I was angry at what was said and what was done.
因为我生气了，所以呢，我说了那样的话。
Then begin to look at yourself.
然后也开始来检查你自己。
Some of you don't really want to live with this kind of anger you have.
我相信很多人不希望能够这样生气过他一辈子。
My friend that I talked to you about, the other time that would slap his wife and knock her across the room and would rage and would get into these rafts and so terribly angry, felt so bad afterwards.
我告诉过你，我一个好朋友，他怎么样？一生气起来就打他的太太，甚至啊，在家里面追着他打他。那他生过气之后呢，他常常觉得非常的不好。
Take a little time to look at yourself.
好一好评估你自己。
Begin to ask yourself something.
问你几个问题。
Are you often angry?
问你自己，我常常生气吗？
If you are, there's something deep inside that's causing that.
如果是的话，里面一定有一些问题。
It's not that people are always doing this or that to you, but it's the response that you get from that.
并不是你常常碰到让你生气的人，而是你里面有一些让你生气的原因存在。
Or are you thinking, I'm a person that never gets angry.
你是那个问你自己，然后你说我从来不生气的人。
You're the one that's suppressing your anger.
那你也有问题，因为你把你的生气压抑下去了。
You're the one that don't want to look at it for what it is.
你不想去面对真实的情况。
Then you ought to think to yourself, how am I aware of my anger?
然后你要问你自己，我是怎么样在体会到我的生气？
Does it come sometimes by slamming the door?
我怎么样在发泄我的生气？是摔门吗？
Or by yelling at something?
还是喊叫呢？
How am I aware that I'm angry?
我生气的时候是怎么表现的？
Does my face get red?
还是我的脸就发红了？
Does something rise up deep inside of me?
我里面就有一种情绪暴胀呢？
It's good to know how you're aware of your anger.
所以啊，对你情绪的那种症状反应呢，你要知道。
In what way do others know you're angry?
那当你生气的时候，别人怎么知道的？
Do you know how I knew my mother was angry?
我告诉你，我怎么知道我母亲生气了？
She didn't talk to me.
她一生气就不讲话。
And then I knew something was wrong.
我就知道一定有问题了。
And then after a while, she would express herself.
之后她就跟我讲了。
But oh, how it would hurt me until she did.
但是呢，这样子会很伤害我的。
Some people just won't talk.
有些人一生气就不讲话。
Other people get very explosive.
那有些人呢，一生气就爆发。
Some people will just throw something.
有些人就摔东西。
So in what way do other people know that you're angry?
那你的生气是怎么样被认识到说你已经生气？你的行为是怎么样呢？
Now how is your anger communicated?
你的生气是用怎么样在传达的呢？
Do you know?
你知道吗？
Are you one that cries?
你是会哭吗？
Sometimes when I used to get angry, that's what I would do. I just cry.
我个人的话常常用哭泣来表达我的生气。
Then there's others that just explode.
那有些人呢就把它爆发出来。
Yell, holler, swear, curse.
喊叫咒骂。
There's those that are what we call sarcastic. When they get angry, they speak very sharp.
那么这些人一生气呢
to the point, hurt someone.
就针对要害，然后讲一些很尖锐的话去伤害人。
Some people show their anger by being critical.
有些人在生气的时候呢，就会去责备、批评人。
Ready to talk, say something about someone that's wrong.
那一生气呢，就想要去找别人的错误。
Or they become defensive.
有时候是一种自我保护。
Are you talking about me?
你讲我吗？
Are you blaming me?
你在责备我吗？
You think it's my fault?
你以为是我的错吗？
You're always blaming me.
你总是责备我。
And then we have to identify the source.
然后接下来我们要去认同，就是要去理清我们的伤害。
Is it injustice, unfairness to us?
是哪一种引起的？比如说是不公平引起的呢？
Is it that it's hurt or damaged us?
是伤害来制成的呢？
Or is it fear of what it might do to our future?
还是因为我对我以后的不确定害怕引起的呢？
Or is it disappointment?
还是我里面有失望呢？
Then as we diagnose our thinking,
当你理清的时候，
Let's look at it this way. Do you expect others to do what you want and to meet your requirements?
我要问你一个问题。你有没有常常期待别人要按照你的想法来满足你的期待？
We're looking at ourselves in reality today.
我们要好好的、很真实的面对自己。
There are some people that really feel that what they think is the only right way.
有一些人呢，他们的想法就是我的想法是唯一对的想法。
And so we have our own expectations.
所以我们就有自己的期待。
Our sister-in-law makes us angry.
有时候
we don't really like her.
有时候呢，你的嫂嫂呢，让你不高兴，你不喜欢她。
So instead of facing the sister-in-law, we say to someone, you know, she doesn't know how to raise her children.
那你不想去面对这个你不喜欢的嫂嫂，然后你就去跟人家说呢，我嫂嫂不会养孩子。
Now we expect people to do what we want when we want them to do it.
当你希望他做你要做的时候呢，你就希望他这样做。
We might say, he better be here when I told him to be here.
有的人这样说，我告诉他要在这里，什么时候在这里，就要在这里。
Sometimes we have expectation for our children.
有时候对我们的孩子有这种期待。
And we might say, well, my daughter better get a better grade than her cousin.
有时候呢，你就会说呢，我的孩子，我的女儿应该要比她的表妹读书读得更好。
Sometimes we don't want anybody to bother any of our things.
有时候我们不希望别人来。
That's our expectation. That's our requirement.
有的人的期待是呢，不要别人来碰我的东西。
And so we talk about our neighbor and said she better not touch my flowers.
所以呢，你就会说呢，我的邻居最好不要来碰我的花。
Now see, we are thinking and trying to analyze ourselves.
所以基本上。你是以自己的期待来做对别人的要求。
So these are some of the things that make us angry or that bring about anger because we expect too much of others.
当你对别人有过分的要求的时候呢，以你自己的期待来要求的时候呢，有时候就会让你自己生气了。
Let's go on to another one here.
那另外一个。
As we look and try to diagnose our thinking.
那有时候呢我们的想法上面的问题。
Are you guilty of thinking that's not right, that's bad thinking?
你是不是那一种常常是想到最坏的情况或者是曲解的这样的一个个性?
Do you take a situation and make it bigger than what it really is?
你把一个情境把它想得过分了，比它比你原来的问题还要大。
Just a little fault and you blow it up?
小题然后你大做。
Do you always believe the worst about everyone and everything?
是不是把每一个人或每一件事情呢都把它想得很糟糕?
Do you come to conclusions about things based on your own point of view?
你是不是把每一个结论都用你自己的想法来做呢?
Never able to see the point of view of another.
然后从来没有办法看到别人的角度，别人的看法。
I guess one of the things that we're going to have to speak about is acknowledging your need for help with your anger.
另外一方面，我们可能要来谈一谈，你要承认你在生气这方面需要被帮助，你需要帮助。
So as we look at anger, let us self-examine ourselves.
所以当你体察到你有这种问题的时候，你自己要来检查一下你自己。
And just the way I have told you.
就像我跟你讲的。
But you know, with all of this, there is one that can help us.
当你有这个情况的时候，一定你可以有一个帮助。
He's the one who made us.
那这个帮助者就是造你。
He understands us.
了解你。
He knows how to help us.
知道怎么帮助你。
We try to push him out of our thoughts.
而且可能你忽略他。
We say that God is not there.
你不相信有他的存在。
We say that we have no need of anyone else.
有时候你说呢，我根本不需要别人的帮助。
My friend, we have great needs.For the vacuum of our heart.
但是你的心里面就有这个需要帮助的地方。
And the only one that can fill that vacuum and make us really worthwhile is Jesus Christ.
唯一可以帮助你，然后来满足你那个空虚的地方的，就是耶稣。《恕我心曲》这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了。 我们会尽快的跟您回信。